Peace belongs in my heart. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Peace belongs in my heart. How much we would like to have that, an experience that we have every moment of our life, every day of our life. Peace belongs in my heart. We think that there should be peace on earth. We think there should be peace among people who are unhappy with each other. We think we should have peace in our family. We should have peace in our attitudes. We should have peace. You see, we think we should have, we think we should have, we think we should have. Always we want to go in the outer, in the outer, in the outer, in the outer, in the outer. Always we want to look at something outside of ourselves and say, there is peace, there is peace, there is peace. And we'll never find it there. Peace is a very subtle thing. Peace is something that you cannot put your finger on it. You cannot touch it in any way. You cannot define it, really. But peace is so absolutely fantastic that it is something that, well, that just makes the world go round. We say love makes the world go round. Well, peace makes the world go round. Every time I feel content within myself, I can look at others and I can see the contentness in myself in them. Now, they may be having a knockdown drag out, but in my heart, in my soul, in my being, I see peace within them because I see peace within myself. I might look at the world conditions and see problems, but the thing is, if I look at peace within myself and then I look at world conditions, I see peace in the world conditions. I see people who are inharmonious with one another and feeling that they have to take it out in an unpeaceful way. I just say, peace. My peace I give unto you. Peace. I shower you with my peace. I shower you with my love. But I don't recognize the unhappiness of others, the unhappiness in my own life. All I recognize is peace. And when I recognize this peace, then strange things happen. Our body has ductless glands and glands with ducts. Our body is a fabulous operating machine that moves to accomplish wondrous things in maintaining this most beautiful device we call our body. And we say, we know we have ductless glands, glands that have no ducts, but yet they serve our body in a beautiful way. How do they do it? They do it by our thought. When our thought is harmonious, all the glands of our body function in a harmonious way. When our thought is harmonious, our attitude is harmonious about ourselves and our world, and our body functions harmoniously, and our world functions harmoniously, because our world is just one gigantic body. It is a body filled with glands and ideas, just like our physical body, our personal physical body does. And it has arteries and veins, and it has movement of attitudes, and it has commerce, and it has all sorts of interesting things that we could relate to our physical body, to our world body. So when we think peace within ourselves, and we think peace within our world, we're doing a very real thing. We're doing a very powerful thing. We're bringing about peace on earth. We're bringing about love on earth. We're bringing about peace in our body. We're bringing about peace in our mind. We're bringing about peace in all areas of our life. Because it flows right out of our heart into our experience. Our heart is so peaceful, so pure, so beautiful, that it can only think harmonious, peaceful, beautiful thoughts. And because our heart can only think peaceful, harmonious, beautiful thoughts, our world is that way, and our body is that way, and our relationships are that way. Everything we do is according to what goes on in our heart. Now you say, what is a heart? I mean, that pump in the middle of our body, in our chest there? No, that's just a name we give to an organ that we dearly respect and love. It has nothing to do with the heart concept. The heart concept is the concept much like our soul, much like our mind, much like our eternality. We have all sorts of terms that we give to our being and our life and our attitudes and soul, mind, body, life, spirit, all these things, and they don't mean a thing except what we apply to it. Oh, many great minds have defined these things and said, this is what it means, but that's what it meant to them. Now, what does it mean to you? What does it mean to me? That's the only thing that's important. So, if I think that every aspect of my being, spirit, mind, body, soul, spirit, heart, everything, is just under the umbrella of peace, then everything I do is under the umbrella of peace. And what a lovely umbrella that is. An umbrella of joy and goodness, right action, the joy of fulfillment of every desire and every dream and every wish and everything that possibly could be in my world and in the world that I create inside of myself. You see, I create the outer world by my thought, and I create my inner world by my thought. And I create these things going on as I am. Now, you say, how do you create your inner world by your thought? Well, I create my inner world by my thought because I give my heart, soul, mind, spirit, life, allness, the privilege, the right, to just have carte blanche and go and be and do. And I don't sit over it and say how it should be done. I just say, I am peace. And that means I am peace. My world is peace. Everything I do is peace. So it's just a very simple way of looking at it, and a very simple way of handling it, but it is a very positive way of doing it. Peace belongs in my heart, because that's where it starts, stops, and does all its work. Today, join me with peace in your heart, and let your heart radiate all the joy, the peace, the harmony, the light that you are. And that goes for me, for you, and for everyone. Have a lovely, 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 peaceful day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.